Doing a club in Brooklyn, it probably was Boyd and Hoyd. In Pittsburgh, it would be Bird and Herd. The Giant Eagle supermarket would become Jaunt Eagle. Roland stopped him early on to ask if a comic was like a court jester. And the old man laughed heartily. You got it. Just think of a bunch of people sitting around in a smoky room with drinks in their hands instead of the king and his courtiers. Roland nodded, smiling. There are advantages to being a funny man doing one-nighters in the Midwest, though, he said. If you tank in Dubuque, all that happens is you end up doing 20 minutes instead of 45, and then it's on to the next town. There are probably places in Midworld where they'd cut off your damn head for stinking up the joint. At this, the gunslinger burst out laughing. A sound that still had the power to startle Susanna, although she was laughing herself.
You say true, Joe.
In the summer of 1972, Joe had been playing a nightclub called Django's in Cleveland, not far from the ghetto. Roland interrupted again, this time wanting to know what a ghetto was. In the case of Hauk, Susanna said, it means a part of the city where most of the people are black and poor, and the cops have a habit of swinging their billy clubs first and asking questions later. Bing! Joe exclaimed and rapped his knuckles on the top of his head. Couldn't have said it better myself. Again there came that odd, babyish crying sound from the front of the house, but this time the wind was in a relative lull. Susanna glanced at Roland, but if the gunslinger heard, he gave no sign. It was the wind, Susanna told herself. What else could it be? Mordred, her mind whispered back. Mordred out there, freezing. Mordred out there dying while we sit in here with our hot coffee. But she said nothing. There had been trouble in Hauk for a couple of weeks, Joe said, but he'd been drinking pretty heavily. Hitting it hard was how he put it, and hardly realized that the crowd at his second show was about a fifth the size of the one at the first. Hell, I was on a roll, he said. I don't know about anyone else, but I was knocking myself dead, rolling me in the aisles.